Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Robin Ellis.
Good morning.
I think this is your first day back after the new year, isn't it? You weren't here last week.
No, but I was here the week before.
That would have been New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Okay, you're right.
So welcome to 2018.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a good year.
Going to be a great year. Didn't start out so well, but... But you know, hey, it started out pretty good. We had a nice get together with our family and friends last weekend, and Chris
he's still
was there.
Asleep.
Yeah, it's been I didn't get much sleep last night for some reason. Long day yesterday. The rainy days just kind of ugh, and that was warm and rainy yesterday. Of course, we had some things to do, but we got that done. But now the temperature's dropping. It's supposed to fall throughout the day.
I know. We left Easton. It was 57 degrees.
Yeah.
But we got here.
44.
I was freezing.
Yeah, 44. And it's supposed to drop throughout the day, which is pretty good. That's pretty good for anybody who's out waterfowl hunting today, ducks and geese. You know, I mean, some of the water, the ice on the creeks and rivers and stuff has broken up a little bit, those ducks will be moving in. Hopefully we'll get a duck hunt this week. I think Jacob and I are going on Monday.
Yep.
For geese. So we don't know what else might show up. Never know. Could be snow geese, could be Canadas, could be ducks, who knows. But it's waterfowl weather, that's for sure. So what are they calling for, snow on Wednesday, you said? Wow, cool. All right, very good. But, wind advisory today, so please be careful out there if you're in a duck boat somewhere.
It woke us up last night. It was so bad.
Oh, the rain poured.
No, but the wind.
And the wind was just horrendous, but you know. But hey, if you're going out there, I know some people love this kind of day for waterfowl hunting, and that's good. Good for them. 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680. As promised, we received some tickets for the Great American Outdoor Show, and we'll be given. I think we'll give two pair away today. Maybe one pair each hour. So let's just make the rules the same as they are for the muzzleloader contest. You simply call in to our phone number 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680, and we are on WCBM-680. That's our call letters and our location on your AM dial. And that's also the phone number, 410-922-6680, translates to 410-WCBM-680. So call in. And Chris is rushing back here to grab your phone call, and we'll put your name and number down. And sometime during the course of the show, we'll give away a pair of tickets.
I'm looking forward to it. This is my first trip up there.
Yeah, I know. Well, since the NRA took it over, you know, that show shut down about 5 years ago. The people that had it made a decision not to allow modern sporting rifles into the show to be displayed for sale, you know, the alleged, quote, assault rifles. And the firearms industry and Second Amendment folks and even if you were an archery dealer, a fishing tackle dealer, understood the importance of that, you know, this country was founded on, you know, God, guns, and guts. And you're going to restrict the display of a particular type of firearm, and basically cut your nose off to spite your face. We're not coming. And I think by the end of the first 10 days or something, they had already lost 600 and some exhibitors, and they did not allow the show to go forward. So, but the following year, the NRA stepped in, National Rifle Association stepped in, purchased the show, billing it as the Great American Outdoor Show, and continued for a couple of years with some of the folks from the old Harrisburg Eastern Sports and Outdoor Show, because they had the contacts and so forth. And then, you know, it's evolved to what it is today. Still a 10-day show, 10, 11-day show, and you know, still the same location, a beautiful farm show arena up there in Harrisburg. And, you know, there's where it is. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, while we're waiting for some calls to come in. Let's see what we've got here. What did I do with that story? There it is. Yes, there it is. Oh, there's Paul and Natalie in Ferndale. Let's talk to Paul. Hey, Paul, how are you, buddy? Hello, Natalie.
Hey,
what?
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Good morning to you guys. How you doing?
We're good.
What's going on?
I thought it was funny when you said that it was Robin's first day back, you know, since the new year.
Right.
And we missed last week, so I was like, you know, it's our first day back too, so call him so I can tell him that.
Oh, there you go. Good.
Love it.
Good. Me and Robin got that in common.
So the ground's a little easier to poke a hole in today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, last week we were very busy with a drill to drill holes in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we didn't end up calling in last week.
I got it. Well, you guys are sign bandits, just in case our listeners don't know what you do. And you put those temporary signs out all, up and down the road, and somebody has to do it, so it may as well be Paul and Natalie. And, you know, so here we are. Now you're back.
I hear you yawning. I think you need to take a sip of that coffee.
I think you're right. It was an interesting trip across the bridge this morning. we were worried last night it was going to be foggy. We were on the island last night, and it was very foggy back and forth on 50. So we just we get up a little early in case there was fog, but there wasn't. So it's all good. It's all good. We're here.
Was it windy?
Getting there now. Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Now out there.
Yeah, it woke us up last night. That's how windy it was. So,
right.
Anyway, all right, guys.
I got my Savage, so now I just got to outfit it with a scope and
plate it in. The 220. Did you get the black? Yep. Or you got the synthetic stock? Did you get the camo?
No, I didn't get camo. I got the synthetic stock and the black.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, that's the hot lick for the slug gun, that's for sure. And they're relatively lightweight. You know, that's what I like about them. They're not a tremendously heavy gun. I don't know what the recoil factor is, but I guess you'll find out and tell us, won't you?
Yes, I will. I'll tell you what, it's a lot lighter than my 870.
Oh, yeah, I know. I drag that 870 around or the H&R, and if I want to take the 20-gauge single shot, they both work well, but get your good optics on it, buddy. Get your good optics on it. You know,
I will.
I get
an extra magazine or two.
Yeah, that's a good idea too. Yeah, you might have a whole bunch of them you need to mow down.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Oh. All right.
You know, he holds three.
That's right. That's right. You only need one at a time.
All
right, buddy. Hey, thanks for calling in. I got a roll here.
Have a great day, y'all.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
You too.
See you, Natalie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Bill. Bill in Dundalk. I guess Bill couldn't hang on. Call back. Maybe ran into a cell. Who knows? So. Yep. In Switzerland, you know, it's now the law. To cook lobsters the humane way. Any ideas there, Robin?
Humane way?
Mm-hmm.
Kill them beforehand?
Mm-hmm. It's the law.
Knife in the back of the head, right?
Well, Switzerland's government has barred the culinary practice of throwing lobsters into boiling hot water while they are still alive. This is reported by The Guardian. The government said that crustaceans must be stunned before being boiled. The practice of plunging live lobsters into boiling water, which is common in restaurants, is no longer permitted. The government order stated, lobsters will now have to be stunned before they're put to death.
Okay.
The government explained the crustaceans can be stunned by electrically shocking the sea creature or by mechanical destruction of the crustacean's brain.
That sounds humane.
Mm-hmm. All because animal rights activists and scientists have claimed that lobsters could feel significant pain when they are thrown alive into boiling water. Well, who doesn't?
Yeah. Okay.
The government also ordered that live crustaceans to be transported in their natural habitat and not on ice or in icy water, which would significantly stun them enough to kill them. Jennifer, how are you doing, girl?
If I was any better, there'd be two of me.
Oh, how you been?
I've been very good, but I have a cute story. Oh, and congratulations on the wedding.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Robin, I have a story to tell you. I was on the Eastern Shore, but before that, a friend of mine took a trip. We were supposed to go to Leesburg. We went the wrong way. We wound up on 40 East, so I wanted a compass. So I stopped into Chesapeake Outdoors, Pete, and I said, I'd like to buy a compass.
Okay.
And they looked at me and they thought, you can't buy a compass. This is the second place I tried. And I put my hand and I slammed it down on the counter and I said, Alan Ellis said, you're the best.
Uh-oh.
You mean to tell me I can't buy compasses? I'm not real big. He said, everybody now has apps for compasses. You can't buy a compass. He said, I can order you one. He said, but go online. And I hate to go online. I like to buy local. So that's my funny story.
I got it. I understand that. But, you know, I did download the compass, one of the compass apps on my phone.
And for him to download an app on the phone is a big deal.
That's a special thing.
But, Alan, suppose you're in Minnesota and you don't have cell.
Well, I have a very good friend who bought a compass for me after I got lost searching for a deer a couple of years ago. And he bought a compass for me, and he said, here, learn to use it. And I carry it in my pack. Learn to use it.
Try and buy one now.
I know.
Well, God bless both of you, and have a wonderful
day. All right, Jennifer. Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I like that story.
It was a good story. When they invoked my name at Chesapeake Outdoors. Can't wait. Hey, Bill in Cowher County. How are you, sir? Hello? Hello? Bill in Cowher County, come through. Come on. Where are you, Bill?
Hello?
Hey, where you been?
Morning, Bill.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bill. Bill Miles, everybody.
I took you off my Bluetooth here, so I probably hear a little better. Can you hear me?
We can. Yes, indeed.
All righty.
So what's going on?
How y'all doing this morning?
Well, first of all, what are you doing up at this hour?
Very unusual for me, Alan. you know, it would have to be hunting involved for me.
I'm guessing it's a waterfowl trip somewhere.
Oh, yeah. It's the only thing that inspires me at this dark 30.
He never gets up to listen to the show.
No, he was on the show, but he never gets up to listen to it. I think he's the podcast kind of guy. So, well, apparently you are going hunting. Where are you headed today, Bill?
I'm going over to the St. Michael's area here this morning, and a bunch of buddies. We got the bird, supposedly, but we'll find out. But pouring down rain where I'm at right now, getting ready to get on 50.
Oh, really?
You know, wow. Coming up from the south.
Yeah, we missed the rain this morning. It poured last night in Easton, but we missed it coming over this morning. So it's not.
I'm having a hard time hearing. Let me put you back on my speaker.
I think that's better.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me better?
That's much better for me now. I can hear you.
All right, good. So
yeah.
So you're coming from Calvert County to Easton or St. Michael's, Talbot County, and you're getting together. You have the birds. There's plenty of birds, Bill. I mean, we live there. We hear them going over every day. We see them all over the place down there, so that's a good thing. So just being on the X spot when they show up, that's the deal.
Yeah, well, that's never a guarantee.
Nope.
But, but that's why we hunt, right?
That's right. That's why we go.
With the hopes of being on the X spot. So.
Exactly. Exactly right. Well, you've had success there for a number of years in that spot you were telling me about, so it's all good.
Oh, yeah. I had a nice duck hunt the other day over there as well.
So, yep.
I mean, the birds are here, and it's just a matter of finding them.
Yep.
And being on them, you know, when you're out there.
Yep.
It's all good.
Got it. All right. Well, let me ask you a question now. Bill Miles is the advocate for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and you knew this question was coming, I'm sure. Anything at the moment we need to be concerned about when it comes to attacks or assaults on hunting in Maryland? In the General Assembly.
If you've never been to Annapolis during the legislative session, it's kind of hard to understand things. But the one thing you can always count on in Annapolis is uncertainty. One day you have allies to become adversaries and vice versa. And in terms of this year, right now, I mean, it only started on Wednesday. There's a movement by some national groups in Maryland to impact Sunday hunting in a way that we really do need to discuss with them. And, for national groups to come in without talking to the Maryland hunting community is something that is of concern to us. So there's really nothing specific to talk about right now, other than we know that, there's an effort underway to try to do something with Maryland Sunday hunting law. And, we, for one thing, don't know whether or not waterfowlers would want Sunday hunting. But there's many other factors involved. So that's the one where right now we're really monitoring. And the lawmakers have called me and said, Bill, let's talk about this before we do anything.
Right.
And I said, works for us.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that you mentioned the national groups that are not headquartered here in Maryland. Here they are showing up, you're the godfather of Sunday hunting, Bill. You were the one that, that lobbied the effort back in 2002, 2003. And the way the Sunday hunting structure set up is working. I mean, back then when, Governor Ehrlich, who Robin's father was the, DNR secretary, was under Governor Ehrlich.
A good man.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yep, thank you. We got to see him the other day on Sunday. So as did you. The way it was set up, there was everybody that opted out back in 2003, all the jurisdictions that opted out had the opportunity to come back in at the will of the hunters in their jurisdiction, in their county, so
that's
to speak.
Right.
And there have been 25 or 30 attempts to increase opportunities for Sunday hunting across the state. Some of them are successful, some of them not, but the majority have been. And I think there's an effort underway now in Howard County for some Sunday hunting. But what's happened to come along and muddy the waters is we have some local opponents to Sunday hunting, including the Maryland Horse Council, who's been the biggest opponent to Sunday hunting, and nobody can quite figure out exactly why. No one's ever threatened or shot a horseback rider in Maryland that we know of. But again, they have political influence, and you go to battle when you go to Annapolis, and you got when the bill comes up to be heard, you got one bite at the apple, and that's the hearing in front of the Senate or House committee. And sometimes the hunting community prevails, and other times because of their sway and their influence and so forth, the horse community prevails when it comes to Sunday hunting. So now we have some, I call it intrigue, with these outside groups coming to Maryland and attempting to work with some lawmakers that we know that are friends of ours, unbeknownst to the hunting community. It's kind of an intrigue, like you mentioned, like you said, it's kind of a behind the scenes type of thing that's going on. So.
Well, for one of the big concerns is you've got if you wanted to pursue a statewide Sunday hunting initiative for all species, you got to talk with the hunting community before you go to Annapolis and propose that. You've got right now, and the way they would structure a bill like that is keep what's on the books right now, which is guaranteed by law,
right,
set by statute. But to do anything else would be by the regulatory authority of DNR.
Right.
A DNR has broad regulatory authority for all hunting seasons, except when it comes to Sunday hunting.
Right.
It's locked in statute, and that's the protection.
Right.
If we do statewide Sunday hunting for all species, and that's what they're talking about, all species, then what you've done is you've vested regulatory authority with an administration that might not, down the road, be friendly to hunting. And then what have you accomplished?
Well, my contention is we only have to look to New Jersey and the debacle over their bear seasons. You get a hunting friendly governor, and he allows the department to manage its resources. You get somebody who is influenced by animal activists, and all of a sudden the bears become an icon for wildlife management, and you can't kill them because they're cuddly and cute. Now, we haven't had this happen in Maryland yet, nearly so, but we didn't have it happen. They had a fatal bear attack in 2014 in New Jersey, and that, you know, the bear population in some parts of that state is out of control. So now it looks like this new governor that was recently elected is going to say no bear season. So, I mean, you know, how do you manage your wildlife when it's subject to the whims of, you know, of politics in the state?
That's why you have hunters that organize to make sure that doesn't happen.
And that's what the mission of the Maryland Hunting Coalition is, to make sure that our wildlife decisions are based on science and not on the ambiguities of political influence, you know.
But lawmakers are lawmakers.
Lawmakers are lawmakers.
Not the law.
And whoever...
You live with it.
Yep. Whoever makes the political contribution, whoever makes the suggestion. Seriously, I mean, gloss over the fact that politicians are influenced by the people who support them. No question about it.
Anybody who says, Alan, that politics is not a pay to play game,
it certainly is.
Doesn't understand the process at all.
And that is why we keep up the drumbeat for the coalition, that we continue to need your support, because we have to financially support the lawmakers to vote our way. And I'm not saying we're buying their vote or anything like that, but we have to support those who are in favor of what we say and can see the argument that we're trying to present. And
it's access, Alan. It's access.
Access. Exactly right. Yep. Exactly right. So. It's a dirty game, buddy, but you play it with the best of them.
Well, we do our best, Alan, and, you know, we do have the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus.
Yes.
Which is like-minded lawmakers that galvanize on our behalf, and the coalition is its affiliate organization. We advise them. And when I got calls from the caucus members that there was, you know, national groups walking around trying to promote the statewide Sunday hunting bill without any input from Maryland's hunting community, there's just all kinds of implications that are unforeseen.
Exactly.
And real quickly, like for all the counties that have stepped forward since 2002, based upon local input from local hunters with the local governing body, making a decision to have specific hunting on Sundays that they want. Okay, mainly deer on private land, admittedly.
Right.
Okay, but you come along with a statewide bill and you undermine all of that, and all of a sudden they're like, wait a minute here, we really don't want in our county statewide Sunday hunting. So could this good faith effort on the surface actually have unforeseen implications that adversely impact what we've achieved for Sunday hunting since 2002, and that's the real concern.
That is the concern.
I think we'd all love to have Sunday hunting.
I would indeed.
Politically in Annapolis, they're urban-minded. You have less than probably 10, 12 members of 188 members hunt, so you got to be careful in what you do down there on certain issues.
Yep.
Sunday hunting is very controversial.
And the thing is, Bill, you know, you've been around for a long time. You've been around, this is your 41st or 42nd year. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but, a long time, Alan. Thanks.
Well, no, I mean, that's a good thing because you know how the system works. You know the personalities. You have personal working relationships with a number of folks in Annapolis. And to have an outside organization national in scope, big as it might be, as influential as it might be in the halls of Congress in Washington, you know, our lawmakers don't know these folks. They really don't. You know, and that's why they're calling you, because you're the hunting guy. So, I mean, let's...
Well, that's why we got the calls, Alan, and look, we're going to sit down with them.
Yep.
We're going to sit down with everybody. It's not that we're going to, you know, close the door.
Nope.
But, I mean, you know, having not gone through the Sunday hunting fight in Maryland all these years, it's just certain things that everyone needs to know before we launch a legislative missile.
Agreed.
And that's our concern.
Yep. All right, well, we got a couple legislative missiles of our own, so we'll see how that works out. All right, hey, we got to move on. Enjoy your hunt today, buddy.
Hey, you and Robin, thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Make sure you give my message to you-know-who.
Already done it.
All right, buddy.
Talked once this morning. Bye
awesome.
Now.
Thank
All right,
you.
See you later.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There goes Bill, and we have another Bill in Pasadena. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing? Another Bill from Pasadena. I live right down from Fort Smallwood Park. I guess you heard about the little drama this week.
What happened in Fort Smallwood Park?
Oh, there was a duck hunter in a kayak.
Uh-huh.
By himself.
Okay.
Tipped over.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievably, somebody saw the whole thing from shore.
Uh-huh.
By the time they got to him, his inflatable life jacket didn't inflate, and I'm sure
that
probably had a oral inflator on it, but he was... You know, probably so cold he couldn't deal with it.
I did, yeah, yep.
He was fortunate enough, somebody saw it, they finally got to him, and by the time they got to him, he couldn't speak or anything.
Yep, hypothermia had already set in.
They did get him ashore.
Yeah. He's a lucky man. He's a lucky man.
Lucky man.
Yeah.
Lucky man. To be hunting alone in a kayak, I can't imagine that out there. Ice was anywhere from 2 to 4 inches thick floating around, so he took a great chance and was just a lucky, lucky man. I got one other subject, Alan. I've been hearing about it on a side talk show about hunting bears, I guess in Alaska or, out west somewhere where they allow you to shoot a bear in a den. Am I hearing that correct?
That one I haven't heard, Bill. I really don't.
It's been a subject on, a talk show.
Well,
believe it or not, a political talk show.
No, that doesn't surprise me. Well, it's spring bear season. It's going to be spring bear season in Alaska. And what you watch for is not shooting a bear in the den, but locating a den. And when the bear has come out, they're fair game. It's not a we're going in the den type of thing. These dens are massive caves in the sides of mountains, and these bears come out to feed and eat and so forth. And it's not like they're hibernating and somebody goes in there like Meshack Browning used to do up in Western Maryland and go in the den with a candle and a knife to try and kill a bear. Okay. So I understand perhaps where they're coming from, but they don't understand the whole thing, I don't think.
Yeah,
these bears are ready.
And I just couldn't imagine that.
Yeah, no, these bears are ready to come out of hibernation. They're coming out of hibernation. Alaska in its wisdom has said, these are legal game, and this is a technique that's been developed, and it's not the only one, of course. It's not the only way it's done. It's done sometimes, but you've got to ambush a bear I know a fella. I have a friend, a very good friend, who's been to Alaska 3 times to hunt brown bears. Three
wow.
times. He has not been successful.
What does it cost to get something like that mounted? I know I've seen the full mounts at the
shows. Yeah, well, it's probably a full mount. Alaskan brown bear is probably going to run about $4,000 to $5,000.
Wow, I thought it would be more than that. But
well, that's it. But oh, there's
I lost you, Alan.
I'm sorry, Robin was showing me the article. Yeah, the House sanctions killing of hibernating bears, wolf pups in their dens on federal refuges in Alaska. That's what we're talking about. All right.
Yeah. We'll have to read more about it.
Yeah, we'll have to take a look at that.
Nice to have a sidekick there, Brian.
Oh, she's great.
Robin,
she does the research right there.
I do all the Googling.
Yeah. So, but I think what this has to do with is when Obama in the Obama administration stopped the control of predators in Alaska. You remember that Alaska was managing its wildlife with wolf and bear management via helicopter and hunting and things like that. And the Obama administration stepped in and said, no more of this. And Alaska said, what right does the federal government have to tell us how to manage our wildlife resources?
Isn't that the truth?
And so now that and I've been in Don Young's office, and Don is quite a hunter, and he's got some Alaska trophies in there that'll knock your eyes out. But he's all for Alaska. He's all for his state. You know, good guy, Don Young, in the Senate. So in Washington. But we'll have to read more about that bill. But anyway,
bring up that subject, if you would, about that man in that kayak when everybody wakes up a little bit in an hour or so. Because, I mean, he just did some thoroughly crazy stuff by himself in a kayak.
Kayak? Yeah, you got it.
Kayak, yes.
You got it. All right. I'll take a look at that, Bill.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Thank you for all your help there.
Thank you.
Got it. All right, Bill. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Bill. Here comes Fran. Hang on, I'm derelict in my duties here. I'm getting a flashing screen at me. Red lights are going off. The siren has started to blare. It's time for a commercial break. And unfortunately, Fran, you're right on the side of that. Hey, we're welcoming a new sponsor today, Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater. Bay Country Crabbing Supply. Get the name right. In Edgewater has everything, seriously, everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing. And now, Bay Fishing Tackle, too. Bay Country Crabbing Supply is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and more. And a full line of Bay Fishing Tackle and gear. See Bay Country Crabbing Supply today. You can see them today if you're on your way up to the MSSA show at the Frederick Fairgrounds from 8 to 4 today. And then 2 weeks from now, the 27th and 28th, at the Kent Island Fisherman's Flea Market. And mark this date down, April 14th, the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, call Bay Country Crabbing Supply, 410-956-0300. That's 956-0300. Hey, Waterman, bring your license for your discount or visit the website, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 3rd to the 11th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org, February 3rd to the 11th in Harrisburg.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233. Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, you know who the first choice of Eastern Shore hunters and anglers happens to be? That would be Chesapeake Outdoors, our sponsor. Chesapeake Outdoors is located just off Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's called Dominion Road, right there on Kent Island when you cross the bridge. Now, they are at the ATA, the Archery Trade Association show, this week. That's the big trade show for all the archery dealers in the country. It happened to be in Indianapolis, Indiana this week. And all the new archery products were introduced. So I'm guessing that as things unfurl this spring, you're going to see a bunch of new bows and a bunch of new accessories and some new products right directly from the orders that they write at the ATA show. But today, you can stop by and you can get a box of steel shot. You can pick up a Yeti cooler. You can get some decoys, waterfowl gear, camo, boots, hips, waders. And when you're all done, and we know you're going to be successful today, you can drop your geese and ducks off, and they'll pick them or breast them out for you. They have a waterfowl picking services that is par excellent. If you're looking for a crossbow, they've got all the major brands, including Raven. They carry the Matthews Solo Cambo, and, of course, firearms and ammunition as well from Remington, Chiappa, and Escort. If you're looking for a camo shotgun, check out the selection right there, and CVA and Thompson Center muzzle loaders. That is Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, they're getting ready for fishing season, too. The orders are coming in as well. We hear that there's a brand new product out there that they're excited about, and we'll give you more information when we get more. But be sure to stop by. That's exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Kilt him a bar when he was only three. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
That's me, the man that don't know fear. Let's talk to Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, Fran. How are you, dear?
Well, I woke up again. I'm on my cell phone. My landline is down today. So
congratulations for waking up. How long ago did you wake up?
Oh, I've been up since 2 or 3.
Okay, so you were listening to the overnight show. Did you learn anything about Bigfoot you didn't know?
I learned there are 6-foot buddies out there.
No. Listen, let me tell you, because I'm on my cell phone. This is why I call, because good morning, Alan and Robin.
Good morning. Good morning.
Happy New Year. Listen, this was upsetting to me. That gentleman that called about the bears, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Let me tell you, they passed a bill in Alaska that it's under deer management, they say, that they allow hunters now to go in caves or whatever while the bears are hibernating and shoot them. Now, I say this is my personal opinion. If you're going to hunt a bear, okay, you go hunt them like a man, okay? We're not sneaking in the cave, I mean, to me, sneaking in the cave and shooting them while the mom bear and cubs are asleep.
I get
it. First of all, it's going to backfire, and I'm going to tell you my personal opinion why. They don't know anything about being a mama, okay? She's going to wake up. Even though she's sleeping, you're going to come in there near her cubs, and she's going to wake up. There's a couple from Russia or China. They have this bear act, and they perform all year. And they say, well, how do you keep them from not hibernating? She says it's just an adjustment in the diet, and they stay woke all year. Now, I'm going to tell you, start doing that, the bears are going to get the word that this is happening, and they're going to adjust their diet, and all hell's going to break loose in those caves. That's my feelings.
So, hunt them like a man.
I like
hunt them like a man.
Hunt them like
a woman, but if you're going to hunt bear, then you know it's a kill or be killed situation.
I see.
Do it like a man, like an adult. sneak in while people are asleep.
Get a sharp stick and a loincloth. And head out in the puckerberry and the brush up there in Alaska, and hit them with the stick in the butt when they're on their way to eat a salmon.
And then, I can hit him in a stick with a butt.
And then when they turn around, let them have it. Is that what you mean? Fight them like a man?
Well, what I'm saying is,
I know what you're saying.
They come out of there. You got plenty of time to bear management.
All right, I'm gonna have to look at this. I'm gonna have to look at this.
It's gonna backfire because they're gonna lose their head in that.
Fran.
All right.
Yes. I don't know if they're talking about this as a recreational hunting thing. I haven't looked at it.
It's bear management.
Yeah, that is wildlife officials going in to take care of a problem bear, and if that's the only way they can do it, they get them in the den. But let me study it. Let me study it, okay? But it goes back to the fact that Alaska was doing very well managing its own predators, okay? And then the Obama administration stepped in and said you can't do it anymore on a statewide level. And, you know, that got a lot of pushback. And I know. I have been in Senator Young's office, okay? I was in Senator Young's office with the leaders from Boone and Crockett Club, Pheasants Forever, Safari Club International, Quality Deer Management Association, the major conservation organizations across the country. I was in his office with those folks who honored him with a portrait of Teddy Roosevelt sitting on his horse, the person who founded the Boone and Crockett Club. This man is the ultimate conservationist, and I don't think that this has anything to do with recreational hunting. So let me study it a little more, okay?
All right.
Thank you, dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Fran.
Yep, I worked in Washington, and Don Young was a great guy. He was married to a Native American woman there for a while. I think she passed. Bill in Baltimore, how are you?
I'm great. Just want to thank you. Great job.
Bill, I missed that part. I don't think you were speaking into the...
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's better. That's much better.
Okay. I just thank you guys for what a great job you guys do on this show. This is fantastic.
Well,
that woman was really something. Where she has her opinion.
Yeah, that woman happens to be Fran, who's a great supporter of the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and we respect her opinion. So,
yeah.
Well, but you know, we respect everybody's opinion.
Right.
You have to, you know.
That's
right. So,
right. I just wanted to get in the contest for the hunting show in Pennsylvania.
Okay, buddy, you got it. You're in.
All right.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. Here we go. Bill from Baltimore. 410 WCBM 680. Comments on anything you've heard? I didn't read this, okay? So I'm going to have to read the whole thing. Robin, will you send that to me? Just on email? On email? Okay, good.
Yep.
Thank you. I'll take a look at it during the break. So that's what we'll do. Clyde Sports Shop was in there the other day, going back today. Going to stop by and see see Bill and Clyde, and they're getting ready for their fishing tackle sale coming up here in middle March. And, you know, that's when they do the line winding and all that type of thing. But, look, if you're fishing now and you need some new fishing line, if you've run around last summer in all that heat and left your fishing rod and reel in the car and, you know, baked your fishing line and you get it out and, you know, it's a mess, well, pull all that old line off your spool and head down to Clyde Sports Shop and get a new line put on. That's for sure. They'll do it for you. You know, today or anytime you want to get in there. And, you know, the ice has broken up a little bit. The weather's a little nasty still. I mean, it's a little iffy, a little sketchy. But, you know, the perch run's going to start soon. If it hasn't already, there's going to be yellow perch coming up. And and they'll be followed by the white perch as well. So get ready for the perch run at Clyde Sports Shop. They've got all the bait, and they've got all the tackle, and they've got all the technology to repair your reel or clean it or put new line on it or replace a guide or replace a tip top. And maybe you just want to get a new one. Why not? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway Exit number 9410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Dramatic change to the weather picture here with cold air blasting in on strong northwest winds today. We're behind a Pacific cold front. We've had our high today this morning in the mid-30s, and we'll drop down to the low teens for tonight with northwest winds keeping us cold. Sunshine Sunday, highs in the upper 20s, and low teens on Sunday night. Going to be cold early next week as well, Monday, Tuesday, with highs only recovering up into the 30s, and nighttime lows staying in the teens and 20s. I'm Scott Barney, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 3rd to the 11th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. February 3rd to the 11th in Harrisburg.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look
old-fashioned. Need a little Elvis in the morning to get you moving. Shirley in Milford Mill. Good morning, Shirley in Milford Mill. How are you, dear?
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, fine. How are you? I called to wish Alan and Robin a congratulate them and I wish them a happy and healthy new year.
Well, thank you,
Shirley. Thank you so much.
Greatly appreciate it. And we owe you some venison, don't we?
Yes, but that's okay. I know you've been busy.
It's been crazy.
Yes, I know. I've been listening. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, you know anybody that's looking for a nice house in your zip code? I know there's one over there, a few streets over from you, for sale.
Yes. For sale.
Yeah, mine, my old one.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, I do know a lady.
All right.
Think about coming. She lived in Baltimore, and then she moved to Pennsylvania.
And she wants
and to. She wants to come back.
All right. All right. Very good. I'll tell you what. When we're done, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll have Chris give you my cell phone number.
Yes, that would be fine.
All right.
And you know what? Let me give Chris my house number, too.
Okay, well, we'll put you on hold here, and you two can talk, okay?
Yes, yes.
All right. Thank you, Shirley.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
I know Ms. Somerville would be glad to look at the house, yes.
Good.
She's looking for a house.
Good, good. There you go. Thank you, Shirley. Talk to you soon.
All right, thank you. Okay, yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Shirley.
Tom in Baltimore. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Morning. How you doing, Alan, Robin?
Good.
Morning.
I called to enter the contest.
You're in
it? I also wanted to ask you, how come you don't do the Coming to America thing anymore?
Well...
I'm sure it'll come back.
Oh, it's coming back. Don't worry. It's coming back. Yeah, it's coming back. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah, we just, we can't do it every week, but we haven't really done a lot with the our Natural Resources Police lately, have we?
No, we have. We got excuse me.
I heard you yawn over there.
I didn't mean to. I apologize.
It's been a long time since I heard it.
Yeah, hang in there. Well,
we'll work on that.
We'll work on it.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See ya. There goes Tom. And Wesley in Westminster, last caller of the day. How you doing, Wesley?
I'm good.
What's up?
Hey, have you noticed with the warming trend, I've been seeing herds of deer. They seem to be grouped up.
That's typical this time of year. That's a survival thing.
Yeah, I was amazed the other day. I mean, I saw 40 deer going up 795.
Wow, what were they driving? Oh, you were going up 795. Okay, I got it.
Oh, good one, Alan. Thanks for the laugh.
All right, buddy.
Love your show. You guys take it easy.
Thanks,
have
Wes.
A great one.
See you, buddy. Bye bye.
All right, bye now.
All right, well, there's the end of the first hour. So I guess we'll get out of here. And if you're headed out to the woods or waters, be safe out there today. Be careful. Those waters are still deadly. You can still get hypothermia in a heartbeat. And we lost the life of a bass fisherman last week in Florida in a fishing tournament. So we'll maybe tell you more about that. But look.
The ice out there is unbelievable.
The ice, yeah, that's crazy. Get out, stay safe.